Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 16th of June 2024. Title: Let Pure and Loving Feelings Emerge and Become Victorious Over the Great Enemy, Anger. Today, Bapdada is pleased to see his birthday companions as well as his service companions. Today, all of you are enjoying the happiness of Bapdada's alaukik birthday, together with the happiness of the birthday of his birth companions. Why? No one else can have such a unique and extremely lovely alaukik birthday. You would never have heard that the birthday of the father is the same as the birthday of the children. Today, all of you are celebrating this unique and lovely alaukik birthday that is as valuable as a diamond. As well as this, all of you are aware of the uniqueness and loveliness of this alaukik birthday, which is so unique in that God the Father Himself is celebrating the birthday of the children. The Supreme Soul is celebrating the birthday of the children, the elevated souls. Just for the sake of it, many people in the world say that the one who created them is God, the Supreme Soul, but neither do they know that, nor do they live in that consciousness. All of you speak from experience that you belong to God's clan, and that you belong to Brahma's clan. The Supreme Soul celebrates your birthday, and you celebrate God's birthday. You have arrived here from everywhere today for what? In order to give greetings and to receive greetings. Therefore, Bapdada is especially congratulating his birthday companions. He is also congratulating his service companions. As well as congratulating you, Bapdada is also showering you with supreme pearls of love, diamonds and ornaments. You have seen pearls of love, haven't you? You do know what pearls of love are. Everyone else showers flowers, showers gold. But Bapdada is showering all of you with supreme love, with pearls of alaukik love. Bapdada is not congratulating you just onefold, but he is congratulating you multi-million-fold from the heart. You are also giving congratulations from your hearts. They are also reaching Bapdada. Therefore, today is a day of celebration and also a day of giving greetings. What do you do when you celebrate something? A band plays. Therefore, Bapdada is listening to the bands, the harmoniums, and the songs of happiness of your minds. Devotees continue to call out, whereas you children merge yourselves in the Father's love. You do know how to merge, do you not? This merging is what makes you become equal. Bapdada cannot separate the children from himself. You children too do not want to be separated. But sometimes some of you step away a little through the games of Maya. Bapdada says, I am the support of you children. However, children are mischievous, aren't they? Maya makes them mischievous. You are not really like that, but Maya makes you become that. She makes you step away from this support. In spite of that, Bapdada becomes your support and brings you closer. Bapdada is asking all of you children, what does each one of you want in your lives? Foreigners like two things very much. It is a favourite word of the foreigners. Tell Baba what those two words are. Companion and company. You like both of these words. If you like them, raise one hand. Do the people from Barrett like them? The companion is essential, and company too is essential. You can neither stay without your companion, nor can you stay without company. So, whom have all of you found? Have you found your companion? Say Haji or Naji. Haji. Have you found company? Haji. Did you ever find such company or such a companion throughout the whole cycle? Did you find them in the previous cycle? He is such a companion that he never steps away. No matter how mischievous you become, he still remains your support. He also fulfills your heart's desires and makes you full of all attainments. Is there any attainment lacking? Is everyone's heart really saying yes, or are you simply saying yes as a discipline? You sing, "We have attained everything we wanted." Or do you still have to attain it? Have you attained it? Is there anything more that you still have to attain? Or do you still have a few desires left? Have all of your desires been fulfilled, or do some still remain? Are there any left? Bapdada says that some desires still remain. The desire to reveal the Father still remains. It is the Father's desire that all the children should know that the Father has come. The Father has come and some children are left out. This is why it is Bapdada's special desire that everyone should at least come to know that their everlasting eternal Father has come. However, the children have desires out of love. The rest of the limited desires are fulfilled, but their desires out of love still remain. Each one of you wants to come onto the stage. Do you have this desire? Now Baba himself comes to everyone. Has this desire also been fulfilled? You are contented souls. Congratulations. Because all of you children are sensible. You understand that according to the time, you have to make your form the same. This is why Bapdada too is bound by the bonds of the drama, is he not? Therefore, all of you children are constantly content according to the time, and you constantly continue to sparkle as jewels of contentment. Why? You yourselves say, "We have attained everything we wanted." These are the words of Father Brahma's first experience. Therefore, the words of Father Brahma are the words of all the Brahmins. Therefore, Bapdada is making all of you children revise. Constantly stay in the Father's company. The Father has made you experience all relationships with him. You even say that all your relationships are only with the Father. Since all of your relationships are with him, why do you not use each relationship according to the time in your tasks? When you constantly continue to experience all the relationships that you need, depending on the time, you will then have the companion and also the company. Your mind and intellect will not then go to other companions. Bapdada is making you this offer. Since he is offering you all relationships, enjoy this happiness of all relationships. Use all of these relationships in your tasks. When Bapdada sees that some children sometimes experience themselves to be alone or a little dry, he feels mercy for them. This is because when there is such elevated company, why do you not use this company in your tasks? What do you then ask? Why? Why? The Father has told you not to ask why. When this word why comes, it is a negative word, whereas fly is a positive word. Therefore, never ask why, why. Instead, remember the word fly. Make the Father your companion and fly. You will enjoy yourselves a great deal. Use him in both forms, as a companion and your company, in all your tasks throughout the whole day. Will you ever find such a companion again? Bapdada even says, if you become tired, either physically or mentally, then your companion is also ready to massage you in both ways. He is even ever ready to entertain you. There will then be no need for any limited entertainment. Do you know how to use him in this way? Or do you think, he is the greatest father, he is the teacher, and he is the Satguru? However, he is all relationships for you. Did you double foreigners understand? Acha, all of you have come to celebrate the birthday, haven't you? You want to celebrate it, do you not? Acha, whenever you celebrate a birthday, do you give that one a gift? Or do you not give a gift? So today, all of you have come to celebrate the Father's birthday. It is called Shivratri. Therefore, you have especially come to celebrate the Father's birthday. You have come to celebrate it, have you not? What gift did you give for the birthday today? Or are you just going to light the candles and cut the cake? Is this how you will celebrate? What gift did you give today? Or will you give it tomorrow? Whether you give a small gift or a large gift, you do give a gift, do you not? So what did you give? You are thinking about this. Acha, do you want to give a gift? Are you ready to give a gift? Will you give whatever Bapdada asks for, or will you give whatever you want? What will you do? Will you give whatever Bapdada asks for, or will you give what you want to give? We will give whatever Bapdada asks for. Be careful. You will need a little courage. Do you have courage? Do those of you from Madhaban have courage? Do the double foreigners have courage? You are very good at raising your hands. Acha, do the Shaktis and Pandavs have courage? Do the people from Bharat have courage? Very good. The Father receives these greetings. Acha. Should Baba tell you? You are not going to say that you will have to think about this, are you? Don't say ga ga. When ga is added to a verb, it puts it in the future tense, i.e., we will think about it, we will see to it at some time in the future. Bap Dada has seen one thing in the majority of you. Not the minority, but the majority. What has Baba seen? Whenever a circumstance comes in front of them, then the majority has the third number anger. There is 1, 2, and 3. The trace of anger in the third number emerges, even though they do not want it to. Some have it in the form of great rage, some have anger in the form of force, and some have the third type of anger in the form of irritation. Do you understand what irritation is? That too is a form of anger. It is slightly less. It is the third type, so it is slightly less. The first type is very powerful. The second type is a little less than that. Then, nowadays, the language that you all use has become very royal. What do you say in a royal way? Because the situation was like that, there would be some force. So today Bap Dada wants this gift from everyone. Let alone anger. Let there not be even the slightest trace of anger. Why? When you become angry, you do disservice, because anger always shows itself between two people. It doesn't show when you are on your own. It shows between two people, and it is then visible. Even if there is a slight trace of dislike for someone in your mind, there will definitely be some force towards that soul in your mind. Bap Dada doesn't like this type of disservice. So do not let the slightest trace of any type of anger emerge. Just as you pay attention to celibacy, so it is remembered that just as lust is a great enemy, so anger too is a great enemy. It does not let your pure feelings, feelings of love, emerge. It will then turn your mood off. You will move away from that soul. You will neither go in front of that soul, nor will you speak to that soul. You reject whatever that soul says. You do not allow that soul to make progress. Even those outside are able to see all of this, and so then you may say, "Today that person isn't feeling very well. It isn't anything really. So can you give this birthday gift?" Those of you who feel you will try, raise your hands. Those of you who are going to think about giving this gift, they are going to try, raise your hands. The Lord is also pleased with an honest heart. Is there anyone? Stand up. Some brothers and sisters stood up. Yes, the Lord is truly pleased with an honest heart. They will try. They are slowly getting up. Congratulations for telling the truth. Acha, those of you who have said that you will try, how much time do you need? It is good that you will try, and you may do so. But how long do you want? Do you want 1 month? Do you want 6 months? How much time do you want? Will you give this up or do you not even have any aim of giving it up? Those of you who have said that you will try, stand up again. Those who think that they will try for 2 to 3 months and then let go of it may sit down. Those of you who feel that you need 6 months, even if it does take you 6 months, you must reduce it. Do not stop paying attention to this, because it is most essential. This disservice is visible. Even though you may not say anything, it is still visible on your faces. Therefore, Bapdada is showering all of you who have maintained your courage with pearls of knowledge, love, happiness and peace. Acha. In return, Bapdada is specially giving all of you as a gift this blessing. Whenever, even by mistake and against your conscious wish, anger shows itself, simply say the words from your heart, "Sweet Baba." So those who remain courageous will definitely continue to receive extra help from the Father. Say, "Sweet Baba," not just Baba on its own, but "Sweet Baba." So you will receive help. You will definitely receive it because you have kept the aim. By keeping your aim, you will definitely develop the necessary qualifications. You will develop them, will you not? Those of you from Madhuban, raise your hand. Acha. You have to do this, do you not? Haji. Congratulations. Very good. Today, Baba will especially give Toli to all of you from Madhuban. You work very hard. They won't receive Toli for becoming free from anger, but for the hard work they do. Everyone will think that because they have raised their hands, they will receive Toli. They work very hard. Madhuban is an example of making everyone content through the service they receive. Therefore, today, Baba will sweeten their mouths. All the rest of you can sweeten your mouths on seeing their mouths sweetened. You will be very happy, will you not? All of you are making a program, the culture of peace. This too is one of the cultures of the Brahmin family. The manners of the Brahmin clan is the foremost culture. Bapdada has seen that when daddies give gifts, they have a jute bag on which it is written, "Speak less, speak softly, and speak sweetly." Therefore, today Bapdada is giving you this gift. He is not giving you the jute bag, but he is giving it in the form of a blessing as a gift. Let the Brahmin culture be revealed on the face and in the behavior of every Brahmin. You will hold those programs and give lectures, but it is first necessary to have these manners yourselves. Let each Brahmin come into contact with others whilst smiling. Let it not be one type of behavior with one person and another type with someone else. Do not let go of your culture when you see others. Forget the things of the past. Show your new sanskars of manners in your lives. You have to show them now. Is this all right? Everyone said, "Yes, indeed." It is very good that the majority of double foreigners is very good in saying Haji. This is good. For the Barat people to say Haji is one of their codes of conduct. Just say Naji to Maya, that's all. Say Haji, Haji to souls, and Naji, Naji to Maya. Acha. Did all of you celebrate the birthday? Did you celebrate it and give a gift? Have you accepted the gift? Acha. In addition to all of you, there are many other gatherings at different places. At some places there are small gatherings, and at other places there are large gatherings. Everyone is listening and watching. Babdada asks them too, did all of you give the gift for today or not? They are all saying, Haji Baba. They are good. Even though they are sitting at a distance, it is as though they are sitting in front of Baba. The scientists make so much effort. They do make a lot of effort, don't they? So it is the Brahmins who should receive the most benefit, should they not? This is why, since the confluence age began, the facilities of science also began to increase. In the golden age, science will serve you in your deity forms. However, at the confluence age, you Brahmins receive all the facilities of science. In service too, these inventions of science will become cooperative in an unlimited way for glorification. This is why Babdada is also giving congratulations to the children who are instruments for science for their hard work. Babdada saw many very, very beautiful cards that have come to Madhaban from this land and abroad. There are also letters and messages of love and remembrance sent through others. Babdada is giving them special love and remembrance and is also giving them multi-million-fold congratulations. All the children are appearing in front of Babdada's eyes. All of you saw just the cards. Babdada is also seeing them with the eyes. They send these with a lot of love, and Babdada accepted them with that same love. Many have also written about their stage. Therefore, Babdada says, fly and make others fly. By flying, everything will be left down below, and you can remain high above with the Highest on High Father. Stop in a second and let your stock of powers and virtues emerge. Acha. To all the elevated Brahmin souls everywhere, to those who constantly stay in the Father's company, to the loving souls who make the Father their companion, to those who constantly remain merged in the ocean of the Father's virtues and who are equal, to Babdada's elevated souls, to the Master Ocean Sindhu souls who constantly put a full stop, Bindu, in a second, love, remembrance, and many, many congratulations, congratulations, congratulations from Babdada. Babdada says namaste to each child all the time, and today too, namaste. Blessing. May you become a remover of sorrow and a bestower of happiness, and have all attainments by having powerful vision, drishti, and an attitude of purity. The medicine of science has the temporary power to stop pain and suffering, but the power of purity, that is, the power of silence, has the power of blessings. This powerful vision and attitude of purity enables you to have attainment for all time. This is why people go in front of your non-living images and call out to you and ask for mercy. It is because you had become master removers of sorrow and bestowers of happiness, and had been compassionate in the living form, that you are worshipped on the path of devotion. Slogan: in view of the closeness of the time, true tapasya and spiritual endeavour is unlimited disinterest. Om Shanti. Notice: today is the third Sunday, International Yoga Day, when all Brahmin children have meditation from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Being stable in the stage of a master bestower, through your mind, donate to all souls all powers and blessings and enable them to experience fullness.